It's VOA News, The Remote. I'm Laurel Bowman. The World Health Organization warned that vaccines were no magic bullet for the coronavirus crisis as Russia started vaccinating its high-risk workers on Saturday. The WHO warned about what it said was a wrong belief that the COVID-19 crisis is over, with shots on the horizon nearly a year after the start of the pandemic that has killed 1.5 million people worldwide. Vaccines do not equal zero COVID, said WHO Emergencies Director Michael Ryan, adding that not everyone will be able to receive it early next year. Health officials in Moscow said they had opened 70 coronavirus vaccine centers in the Russian capital that would initially offer shots for health, education, and social workers. The WHO caution came as the United States clocked a record number of COVID-19 cases for a second day in a row on Friday, with the country preparing for what U.S. President-elect Joe Biden has called a dark winter. America's Centers for Disease Control and Prevention recommended universal face mask use indoors, and Biden said he would scale down his January inauguration ceremony to mitigate the virus risk. It comes as countries prepare for the approval and rollout of several vaccines that have proven effective in trials. The WHO says 51 candidate vaccines are currently being tested on humans, with 13 reaching final stage mass testing. Britain on Wednesday became the first Western country to approve an inoculation from Pfizer-BioNTech. It's for general use, piling up pressure on other countries to swiftly follow suit. The United States is expected to give a green light later this month. Belgium, France, and Spain have said vaccines will begin in January for the most vulnerable. This is VOA News. Germany's highest court upheld on Saturday a ban on a demonstration in the northern city of Bremen. It was planned by opponents of lockdown measures aimed at containing the spread of the coronavirus. Lower courts had already denied permission for the protest planned for Saturday afternoon, at which 20,000 demonstrators were due to convene in the city center of Bremen. Although most Germans accept the latest lockdown light to curb the spread of the coronavirus in a second wave, critics say the amendment endangers citizens' civil rights. While daily infection numbers are no longer rising as sharply as previously, case numbers have stagnated at a high level, and Germany reported its highest single-day death toll since the start of the pandemic on Wednesday. Oman's foreign minister said Saturday that the top U.S. diplomat for the Middle East had discussed with his country the possibility of Washington designating Yemen's Iran-aligned Houthi movement as a terrorist group. Two sources familiar with the matter told Reuters last month that U.S. President Donald Trump's administration had threatened to blacklist the Houthi movement, which has been battling a Saudi-led military coalition in Yemen since 2015. The United Nations is trying to revive peace talks stalled since late 2018 to end the war that has been in a military deadlock for years, with the Houthis still holding the capital Sana'a and most big urban centers. Aid workers have raised fear that if Washington designates the Houthis as a terrorist group, it could prevent life-saving aid from reaching Yemen, where more than 80% of the population needs help. Argentina's Senate passed a tax on about 12,000 of the country's richest people on Friday to pay for coronavirus measures, including medical supplies and relief for the poor and small businesses. The government of President Alberto Fernandez hopes to raise $3.75 billion with the tax. Argentina's population of 44 million has been badly hit by the coronavirus, with more than 1.4 million cases and over 39,500 deaths, according to figures from Johns Hopkins University. And the Bangladesh government has begun sending some Rohingya refugees to the controversial Basanchar Island, despite calls from human rights groups to halt the process. Seven Bangladeshi Navy and Army vessels carrying more than 1,600 Rohingya refugees from refugee camps arrived on the island on Friday afternoon. Two other boats carried food and other provisions. Via remote, Laurel Bowman, VOA News.